So Christmas is not about all this business going on. It's not even about celebrating holidays or even, you know, that's nice too. It's not about Santa and his elves. People say, what Santa's going to give you this year? Well, I've been Santa for many years. I hope somebody else, the girls, are going to be Santa this year, praise God. I'm waiting. Well, Christmas is all about the incarnate Son. It's about Jesus coming to this world, relating to us, relating to our sufferings, relating to all the hardships, and dying on a cross and going to hell for you and me so that we don't have to go there. We put our faith in him because he's already done it. When he went there, the Bible says that according to God, we went there with him. And the Bible said he was there for 3 days until everything sufficed God. And in the third day, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit went down, quickened Jesus, made Jesus alive. And according to God's holy word, that when he made Jesus alive, he made you alive. When you received Jesus Christ, you're alive in Christ today. You have a new life in him. That's salvation. You should be thankful today that you're not going to hell. You're going to go to heaven when you die. You can determine that right now according to Scripture. You know, and I thank God for that. You know, people sometimes ask me about, they say to me, come to the hospital, and perform the last rites to somebody. I said, well, I'm going to come there to perform the first rites. And that is that they can be saved and go to heaven. And that they know Jesus before they step out into their eternity and make Jesus the Lord. I was at a place there a couple of weeks ago. They sent me to a place. A social worker said, we need you. Can you come over to the hospital at Hogarth? This man was told he's going to die. And I went over there. I said, Lord, I what am I going to say? I don't know what to say. How do you talk to a guy who's going to die? Well, I went there. And I expected to see somebody so forlorn. And I went into his room, and well, he's there, so reading the Reader's Digest. He doesn't look like he's as happy as anything can be, you know. It's a happy, and I talked to him, I guess maybe it didn't dawn on him. We talked to him and ministered the word. I said, you know what? I want you to know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe that? Let's pray together. And he received eternal life. Praise God. That's wonderful to know. There's going to be people that's gone to heaven that maybe lived a horrible life. And at the very last moment, like the thief on the cross, when he was sitting there, when he was on the cross, or not sitting there, but when he was nailed on the cross, he wasn't nailed, he was tied or something, whipped. He was on the cross. And the one thief was just railing Jesus, and the other thief says, hey, leave him alone. He's here. We deserve to be here, but not this man. And the thief said to Jesus, remember me when you come into the kingdom. And Jesus turned to him. He goes, you must have heard Jesus say things. Otherwise, how would he have known? I believe that Jesus was speaking to him about salvation on the cross while he's there with him. And the thief said to Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus said, listen to this. This day, you'll be with me in paradise. Can you give a clap offering to that word there? Praise God. Amen. Today, you will be with me in paradise. He doesn't have to go across some kind of lake and eat some kind of something there and have this kind of, you know, we have all these things that go to different circles. People say when someone dies, the spirit hangs around for 5 days. You have to burn this and eat that. And no, he's going to be right in the presence of Jesus. That's what this Bible tells me. Well, this is a phone. But the Bible, there's a Bible inside this phone. Amen? There's all kinds of Bibles in here. But it says, today you'll be with me in paradise. That's the greatest gift you could ever imagine. And I've talked to different ones who've died. Talked to one, my own mother, she said to me, son, I went up there when I died, I went up. Oh, it feels so wonderful, she said to me. I could hear the choir of heaven singing. And I went up there, and a voice said to me, Margaret, you have to go back. And she spoke to my mom, spoke to my Lord and Savior Jesus, and they talked. He said, "Your son will be a minister." And he's talking about me, and she came back to her into her body, and she said, "I came back into my body. I felt the pain again in my body, my natural body. But up there," she said, "there's no pain. It's just wonderful. What a wonderful feeling it is to be in the presence of Jesus. One day we'll all receive a new body, though." Amen. Just take a look at your body now. You don't like it? God's going to give you a brand new body one day. Amen. You say, "Well, I don't like my nose," or whatever it is. You're going to have a wonderful nose one day. Amen. Praise God. You'll have whatever you lost. You know, we get older. I said these suits are smaller. They make them small today. Okay. I said, "Do you guys, don't you ever make normal suits?" You see? I can't close this anymore. It's been a very prosperous year. Very prosperous year. I've been trying to go to the gym, you know, and do this kind of thing. But I keep getting this weight. I don't know why it's coming on. And my daughter just learned how to make wonderful bannock. Hannah's been making wonderful bannock. My wife failed several times. Now she's took it over. And she just figured out. She spoke to all these grannies online. Now she's making great bannock. Now I'm blaming the bannock for this. But I want to tell you, one of the gifts I received this Christmas is my two front teeth. I want to tell you, I thank the church because they paid for it. And for about a year, over a year, about 14 months maybe, I was missing my bottom teeth. So I had an operation done, and they gave me brand new teeth. Next, it's going to be my eyes. My eyes, yeah. So thank God for all that. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for these teeth. So, you know, for a year, if I was, you know, back in the day, I didn't have these teeth. I couldn't hardly speak for about over years preaching, you know. I tried to hide the bottom part like this, you know, preaching like this. But you can see the black in there missing. But I'm talking about because I'm happy. You say, "Why is he talking about this?" Because, you know, when you receive something, you're happy about it. Because I remember receiving Jesus. I got born again, and I told everybody I was saved. And not everybody was interested in it. They weren't interested in your salvation like they're with mine. But I want you to know that if you die today, you'd be with Jesus in paradise. And those who have died before you are now enjoying life more than you could ever imagine. So there's no salvation. So Christmas is all about the Son of God. And so what does Christmas really mean? What's the greatest gift that you could, you know, imagine? Well, there's some things that you can imagine according to the scripture. Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill towards men." Number one, one of the greatest things you could imagine to have is the ability to rejoice in your salvation. To give God praise from your heart with gratitude, to understand what salvation really is, that you don't have to die to determine if you're saved or not, or going to heaven. You could know salvation right now. You can know, Jesus said, you could know, the Bible says, you could know that you're saved right now by putting your faith in Jesus. It's not about works. It's not about how good you've been. It's about what Jesus did. That's where our salvation is. It's putting our faith in the sacrifice of Jesus so we can rejoice. That's a great gift right now. You can rejoice today and go to bed at night feeling happy that I'm saved. Amen. Should I die tonight? I'm saved. I'm not afraid of death. I used to be afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death anymore. You know, I've done more than my share. I've done more than I could ever imagine about my life. But I want to accomplish more. I want to do more. I'm dreaming more things to do, to hang around here, to live a long life. Number two, we can enjoy a time of peace. You can go to bed tonight and enjoy that peace. You can have peace right now. If you're not saved, if you're not sure, you can enjoy peace right now by entering, let God come to you. You know, in our scripture, our text says that he's the Prince of Peace. And Isaiah 9:6, that when you receive Jesus, you know, Romans 5:1 says that we enjoy peace with God. We have peace with God. God has nothing against you. Everything that he had, he put it on Jesus. Now we're free. Free from guilt. Free from shame. You know, we might have committed different things, but we're free today. We can enjoy the freedom today. Freedom from all the, I think about all the ugly things I went through as a kid. All the things I could be mad at today. I could be mad at a lot of things. About the abuse I experienced. You know, the things that I went through in my own life. All the homes I went to. And all institutions that I went to. And, you know, even over here, I think about the district jail. I was in there. I used to look outside the district jail just over here. Down the street, I lived down the street in a hotel called the Salvation Army. Stayed there, lived there for a while. And you know, just think about that, all the places I've been to. But Robbie, I didn't go back there. Jesus came into my life. I'm saved. I'm born again. When I came here, when I was just a young boy, in fact, I was just a young man and just a teenager, driving through Lake View. In fact, I might pass through your house over here, by Lake View. Is it called Lake View? Lakeshore Drive, coming in as a young man. The police drive me into town. I was escorted by the OPP to come into the city of Thunder Bay. They put me up in a hotel on Court Street called the Courthouse. And I went down in the abyss, and I went there. They gave me some food, and they gave me some pajamas. And I stayed there for one night, and they took me on a trip to Ottawa to see the Governor General. No, I went to a boys' school and went there. And I stayed there for a couple of years. And, I mean, that's a true story. This is not made up. It's in my book. Read it. And it's wonderful to get saved, man, I tell you. And when I got saved, like I told people before, when I received Jesus, every kind of depression left me. All my life as a kid, I was under depression. I didn't realize, I don't know if you realize this, but children can be depressed. Little kids can be depressed. And so I went to the hospital here last week. There was a young man in there in the institution, in the mental health ward, and he wouldn't talk to anybody. He was under his pillows. He wouldn't talk to anybody. He wouldn't talk to the doctors and the staff. So I went in there and talked to him. I said, young man, you need to start talking to people to get out of here. You got to break out of this. I know what it's like to be a depressed kid. So when I received Jesus, the blackness disappeared. The depression and oppression broke from my mind. And all those oppression of years of oppression left me. And today, it never came back. Never came back to me. And I had for years, I had this thing called PTSD. Is it called PTSD? PTSD. What is it called? I don't know what it's called. Post-traumatic stress, whatever they call that thing. They said, you have that. I had it. I don't have it anymore. I used to wake up with sweats every night. I would wake up shaking. I would, driving on the bus, I would take a panic attack and couldn't breathe. And I would run for blocks until I would stop and my heart would race to the point where I was just exhausted. I had that for years. Wake up with sweats at night. And because of all the anguish and all the trouble I had as a young boy and all the years I experienced, all the abuses and situations and neglect, and all the fear of having, where's my next meal coming from? Where's this coming from? And I hope my mom and dad don't fight tonight. I hope people don't have a party tonight. And I hope I don't see anything bad again tonight. Hope there's no police officers and MTS people coming tonight. And couldn't sleep all night. I would run to the bush and sleep in the bush because they were having a party at my house. And all these abuse situations, all these years, it took a toll on me when I was just a young boy. And all that left me when I was 24 years old, when I received Jesus and he came into my life. It completely left me. Completely left me. Completely gone. Praise God. Amen. Peace in my heart. It passes all understanding. You know, that's why maybe I seem a little quirky as a minister or crazy as a minister, but I want to tell you, I'm so happy. I'm not ashamed of my salvation. I'm not ashamed of what happened to me. I'm glad. I want everybody to know what happened to me. I told Jesus everything that happened to me, all the victories. I want everybody to know that the devil was not big enough to destroy me. It's not big enough to destroy my family because God is bigger than the devil. Come on, everybody, stand up. Praise God. Come on, everybody, stand up. Praise the Lord. He's the God of the impossible. He can change your life. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and bless him today. Lift your hands and thank him. Come on, ushers and leaders, musicians, run up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. He is good. Amen. His mercy endures. Say, God is good. Say, God is good. Say, God is good. And his mercy endures forever. Say, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe there's no other salvation other than Jesus. The name of Jesus is my salvation. I believe him today. I receive him today. The greatest gift ever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, guys, sing a song.